Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome from the Alumni Fieldhouse on the campus of SUNY Oneonta. Two very familiar opponents will do battle in the 10th anniversary of the Mid-State Athletic Conference Basketball Championships. Two familiar on the girls now and two familiar on the boys later on. A lot of history between the teams. And we are excited to bring you this afternoon and this evening's basketball contest on your local sports leader, WCDO. In the girls' game will be Bainbridge Guilford, coming in with a record of 15-2, 9-2 in Mid-State Athletic Conference play, going up against the Harpersville Lady Hornets at 16-1 on the season, number 3 ranked in Class C of New York State. They were undefeated, 11-0 in MAC play. Harpersville going for their third straight MAC championship, and Bainbridge Guilford actually going for their fourth in school history. They are 3-1 in Mid-State Athletic Conference championship play. So welcome along, and we've got a lot of great sponsors to tell you about. I'm again overwhelmed with what we call special sponsorships for the 10th anniversary of the MAC championship doubleheader, the girls and the boys. But we start our broadcast each and every time with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, and it's brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all of your transportation needs, including sales, service, vehicle rentals, and their famous personal attention, call 563-4311. Cork and everyone at Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both teams the best in this evening's ball game. Harpersville, Bainbridge, Guilford. BG has snuck up to number 13 in the state rankings. And they will be also doing battle somewhere along the way, maybe in Section 4 Class D competition. They're 13 minutes away from getting the national anthem sung and getting all the preliminaries out of the way, so we've got some stats to talk about. We also have some special sponsors to let you know about. In our first group, we have Sydney Federal Credit Union, Butler Auto Sales, Bob's Diner, Egley Machine Company, the Amphenol Corporation, Richard Wakeman Construction, and Video Entertainment Plus. Thanks to those folks and a whole lot more that I'll be bringing you during our breaks in the contest today. We'll be back to take a look at both teams more in-depth. Harpersville and Coach Kurt Ernsbeck, Bainbridge Guilford and Coach Bob Conway. It's all ahead. And the 10th annual MAC Championship Basketball Doubleheader, and we're bringing it to you live on WCDO.
No quirks, no gimmicks, no crazy taglines. Just sales, service, consistency, and a personal guarantee. That's what you get every day at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. Cork O'Hara invites you to stop by, and one of their longtime sales associates will help you get the vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And when you find that perfect vehicle, Eli Kelly will assist you with financing. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. Their name and reputation is all you need to know. Stop by or call 563-4311 or check them out online at chambersohara.com.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
We've always heard that bigger is not always better. In many cases, that's probably correct. But when it comes to laundry, bigger is definitely better. You see, if the washer is bigger and the dryer is bigger, you could wash and dry more clothes at one time. Take Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza, for instance. They've got two 60-pound washers. Let me put it to you this way. A 60-pound washer is equivalent to six normal loads of laundry. Then you toss them in the 75-pound dryer for fast drying time. They've got two of those. The idea is that you don't sit in the laundromat all day long, especially when the weather's nice. And even if you have your own washer and dryer at home, These larger washers and dryers are perfect for your king-size comforters and heavy-duty loads. For you single-load people, Spud Suds has 6 top-load single washers and 7 heavy-duty front-load single washers. So you see, bigger is better at Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. The home team on the scoreboard today will be the Harpersville Lady Hornets. And they come in with that record, as I said, of 16-1. This is their 18th ball game that will close out the regular season. They will start action on Tuesday by hosting Sydney in as the third seed for the Mid-State Athletic, for Section 4 Class C as the number 3 seed behind Tioga, who is the number 2 ranked team in Class C, and Moravia, who is the number 16 ranked. Rankings really are just, they're a source for arguments is what they really are, because what really matters is what happens on the court, as we all know. For example, Pittsburgh in the Big East, the men's team today, lost to St. John's. Should that have happened based on the rankings? No, but it did happen. A great play at the end of the game by St. John's to win that game at Madison Square Garden. So that's what I'm talking about. But Harpersville, their one loss was to Casanova in the Unadilla Valley Tournament over the Christmas holiday. It was a close game all the way. Casanova, a B school, and the final score was 45-41. Really, the only time Harpersville's ever had to play from behind from the second quarter on. Their stats are pretty simple. Hannah Kimmel, what more do we need to say? She is Section 4's all-time leading scorer, male or female. And this season, having made the one-year comeback on WCDO, I have been privileged to see her become a 2,000-point scorer, called that game against Green in December. She became the Section 4's all-time leading female scorer, beating Megan Shea of Candor in a game against Unadilla Valley, did that game on the radio, and then later on a game that was not broadcast, she became Section 4's all-time leading scorer. That was a game against Apton the very next game, I think 2 or 3 days later. But anyway, 523 points this year, that's averaging 31 points a ball game. Her free throws, amazing, 93 for 127, 73%. And 172 rebounds, so she is averaging a double-double, and she has 36 three-pointers. That's not one of the huge parts of her game, but it is a valuable part, and she is the leader in that category for Harpersville and Coach Ernsbeck. Now, the heir apparent to Hannah Kimmel, because Hannah at one point was the heir apparent to Lindsey Kimmel, is Miranda Drummond. She's a freshman. She's averaging 9.8 points per ball game. She's averaging about 8 rebounds per game. And she is 25 of 34 from the line for 74%. Two very key elements, because if Harpersville is ahead and Bainbridge Guilford in a close game has to foul, they want to try to stay away from Kimmel and Drummond. And I can guarantee you the ball will be in the hands of one of those two players as the game wears on, if this does, in the waning moments, if this does become a close game. A senior, Aaron Dietzman, is averaging 7.8 points per game. And she's got 22 three-pointers. Savannah Murray, 100 points and 6 points per ball game. Coach Ernsbeck will, depending on the game situation, will go to the bench quite a bit. We see Amanda Frayer, Emily McElwain, Kaylee Livermore, and Aaron, and the only other senior beside Kimmel and Dietzman is Aaron Andrews. Those players all get on the court quite a bit. Of course, Livermore is a starter, but is not a scorer. She has, I believe she's won the Meng Dynamic Defense twice already. But that is Harpersville. Not, again, not a whole lot to tell you, except they won the last two Mid-State Athletic Conference championships 2 years ago. I came up here and watched it and was in awe. Green came in undefeated, heavily favored against Harpersville, had a 16-17-18 somewhere up there point lead at the first half. Harpersville fought and clawed their way back with Hannah and Alicia Kimmel, Hannah's cousin, and they won that game. And then last year they won it again. Right here on the SUNY Oneonta campus. So they're riding a two-game winning streak. They lost in 03-04. That was Lindsey Kimmel's only year that she was in a MAC championship game. So we got a lot of history to talk about, but we also have to talk about BG and Coach Conway and what they've been up to and what they'll be doing in this afternoon's ball game. We've got a lot of special sponsors, and in case you don't hear them or if you're one of the special sponsors, we've got it all up on the website, WCDLradio.com. We'll be back to take a look at those BG Lady Bobcats coming up as the 10th anniversary MAC Championship doubleheader gets underway, and you're listening to it live on WCDL.
Okay, class, this is for extra credit. You've aced the Angus third pounders, mastered the Angus snack wraps with one hand. But this is going to kick you in the taste buds. This is the new Chipotle barbecue bacon Angus burger. A sweet, smoky blend of barbecue sauce and chipotle peppers on top of hickory smoked bacon and 100% Angus beef that's going to ring your bell. It's also available in a wrap. But hurry, the clock's ticking on this taste test. The simple joy of the ABCs of flavor. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
It starts with 100% whole grain oats. Then they add chunks of fresh green and red apples, two kinds of raisins, and finally, sweet cranberries. Seriously, that's better. Introducing McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal. It tastes as good as it sounds. The simple joy of wholesome meets delicious. Prices and participation may vary.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Our special sponsors today include Eaton & Griffith Law Office, the Trackside Dieting Folks, Bainbridge Pharmacy, Bainbridge and Apton Great American Food Stores, Lang Trucking, Waldron's Floor Covering, Smith Agency of Sydney, and Simmons Construction. And as I said, all the sponsors for the season and all the special sponsors we have for this afternoon and this evening's doubleheader, all listed on the website, WCDLradio.com. Bainbridge Guilford coming in. Well, you know, Harpersville is a heavy favorite today. But the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats have really been on a nice little run, because the last loss they had was January 4th. I take that back. Was on January 22nd against the Oxford Lady Blackhawks. They lost that game 44-34 in Oxford. They were hoping to not play Oxford again when it became a three-way tie for second place in the Mid-State Athletic Conference regular season. Bob Conway said, the one thing I don't want to do is go to Oxford. But he went to Oxford, and the team won 49-42. And that was last week when we did the Unitinka-Walton game that was so memorable, came down to the end. Walton, the night before, had lost to BG 45-36. So when Walton was able to eke out the win against Unitinka, it saved them for a bit. And then again, Harpersville beat Walton, so it was Harpersville and Bainbridge Guilford meeting here today. 15-2 overall. They have a 9-2 league record. Home in neutral site games, interesting stat, they are 3-0. So that's something to keep in mind. They are averaging only 47.9 points per ball game. This is a defensive-oriented team, no question about it. They're shooting only 53% from the free throw line. They've got a couple of decent three-point shooters, but their top one is Randy Conway. She's made 19 three-pointers. That's less than the top two from Harpersville, as we said, Aaron Dietzman and Hannah Kimmel. They are led by Shania Vandermark, 15.8 points per ball game, and rebounds 13.9. So probably the most dynamic double-double person going in the Mid-State Athletic Conference is Shania Vandermark. because she averages more rebounds than Hannah Kimmel does. But Shania will be a key to this game. Randy Conway averaging 11.8 points per game and 5.9 assists. They also have Corinne Regal and Chelsea Rosa. And they'll also have Rayleigh Hall, Amber DeGroat, Micah Hopkins, Ashley Edwards, Taylor Decker, Chelsea Tewksbury, and Kayla Davis. But the biggest numbers go with Vandermark and Conway. They're going to have an anthem, so we'll step away. The 10th Annual Mid-State Athletic Conference Championships will begin very shortly right here on WCDO.
R&R Contractors of Otigo has recently purchased building lots ready for your new custom home. R&R is your local contractor building your custom projects from decks, garages, pole buildings, as well as new homes. All of our projects are built with the most energy-efficient materials using the latest in green technology. With our in-house engineer, we can see your building projects through from start to finish. So call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 to get your next building project started. Take advantage of our services and our building lots. Call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 today.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We are just in time now to hear the announcement of the starting lineup for both teams. BG, the visiting team in blue with white numbers and letters. Their first starter listed, Rayleigh Hall, a 5'7 junior. Amber DeGroat, a 5'4 junior, number 20. Oh, they're doing everybody, I guess. I'm sorry, Micah Hopkins. Ashley Edwards is a 5'1 senior. Micah Hopkins, a 5'4 junior.
Junior, number 24, Taylor Decker.
Taylor Decker, 5'9 junior. I think you can hear this. I'm going to put on my field mic.
Number 42, Kayla Davis.
Kayla Davis, a 5'7 junior.
Now
they're going to do this. Wow, this is different. I guess everybody gets introduced today. That is cool. That is okay.
Marcy Ritter.
Harpersville providing little to no information here. No heights. We just know that Marcy Ritter's a sophomore. Mackenzie Townsend is a junior, number 4. Junior Amanda Frayer, number 5. She'll see a lot of time off the bench.
Junior, number 10, Emily McElwain.
Emily, it's pronounced McElwain, they said McElwain. Junior, her dad, Sherman McElwain, is the coach of the JV. Lanea Congdon is a junior. She wears number 13.
Junior, number 24, Jade Niles.
Jade Niles is a junior, number 24. I think you can hear that.
Number 34, Erin Andrews
gave up her starting spot earlier in the season for the benefit of the team. She does a good job coming off the bench. Here we go.
Junior, number 4, Shania Vandermark.
Shania Vandermark, 5'9 junior.
Sophomore, number 2, Savannah Murray.
Okay, so we got a guy who wants to be noticed for his announcing. Savannah Murray. And they get to shake hands with Shania Vandermark at half court. There's Randy Conway, 5'7 junior. Aaron Dietzman starting. This guy's really milking it. Corinne Regal, number 12, 5 foot senior. Pesky. Gives the high five to Shania Vandermark, and they're about a foot apart. Number 15 is Kaylee Livermore. Defensive specialist. Number 14 is Chelsea Rosa. You hear Miranda Drummond, and of course they're saving Hannah Kimmel for last on Harpersville. Chelsea Tewksbury, 5'9 senior. That's the other starter besides Vandermark, Conway, Regal, and Rosa. And there's Hannah Kimmel, bound for Sacred Heart University. Their men's team was playing on TV today against Bryant College of Rhode Island. So with Kurt Ehrensbeck, assisted by which Kimmel, Jamie or Jerry? Jerry Kimmel, I think. Jamie's keeping score. And Mr. Greg Warren, a former player for the BG Bobcats varsity, now the athletic director, is filling in for Tim Mattingly today as the assistant coach for the ladies. So it's Murray, Dietzman, Livermore, Drummond, and a girl named Kimmel starting for Harpersville. Bainbridge Gilbert has Vandermark, Conway, Regal, Rosa, and Tewksbury. And our special sponsors today include Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning, Twin Valley Finished Lumber, a division of Quality Hardwoods, VIP Tax and Payroll Services, Jessup House Billing Supplies, Amerigas, Mead West Banco, and NBT Bank. Settle back, everybody. It's going to be a good one. A doubleheader here on WCDO. Hannah Kimmel going to go up against Chelsea Tewksbury, and Kimmel will control the tap. Goes to Kaylee Livermore, and right into the hands of Hannah Kimmel. And here we get started with Hannah trying to go through a triple team. Goes up for the runner and scores right away. We'll keep track of all the lead changes and ties for you as well, if there are any. But right now, Harpersville makes the first statement with a typical play. Anna Kimmel going through a triple team of defenders. We'll see what the Bobcats are going to do on the half-court set. Right now, the Hornets are playing a very sturdy man-to-man defense. A three-pointer put up and missed by Conway. And in transition, here comes Savannah Murray. She will run the point from time to time. A three-pointer by Dietzman, and it's good! Erin Dietzman, her 23rd three-pointer of the season. She is a sharpshooter from the outside. Nothing gets your momentum going better than a three-pointer here in this big Dewar Arena, the SUNY Oneonta Alumni Fieldhouse. So Chelsea Rosa over to Randy Conway for the Bobcats, looking for their first points. Number 12, that'll be Corinne Regal, puts up a three-pointer and it misses. Kimmel in transition, coming up, riding that ball kind of high, but they let it go. And a bad pass to Jennifer Drummond. It's picked off by Shania Vandermark. Conway up the floor, crossing over to the left. Now backing into the elbow to Vandermark. Cross court to Rosa. Rosa to Conway. Randy Conway running the offense for the most part. Vandermark gets around Drummond, and a double dribble called by the official. Vandermark did not feel comfortable. And committed the double dribble. So, and they only say it was a two-pointer by Dietzman. I guess it's because they have the confusing black and red lines out there. There's a high arcing three-pointer put up by Kimmel. That one will be a three-pointer, my friends. And a timeout asked for by Bob Conway. Well, I asked him what his plans were. He wasn't all that sure, but it is a short timeout, so we'll stay right here. And we kind of kidded about that. But Bob, a longtime coach, he coached at the old Mount Upton, took the Mount Upton team, took a team of six girls to the States in 1985. And then he came back to do 1 year under Vern Wallace at Bainbridge Guilford, and because Guilfordsville and Mount Upton merged. And then Bob Conway took Bainbridge Guilford and has done some really good things. They got to the final game of the 1999 Final Four Class C Championship, that team with Courtney Mattingly and company. Jessica Winchester, Mary Gefford, the three seniors in that crew. Our game today, our doubleheaders, brought to you by Payne's Cranes, Hawkins Homes, Country Squire Realty, Treats in Easton, Sydney, Westcott Funeral Home of Unadilla, Gelder Medical Clinic, and Tabone Chiropractic. Again, WCDOradio.com. Check it out for all the blog updates. And Harpersville puts on a little bit of a press. We'll see what happens there. Randy Conway guarded by Kaylee Livermore. That's going to be a good matchup in this game. It's a 7-0 early Harpersville lead. They have not missed a shot. There's a runner put up in an air ball on Bainbridge Guilford's part. Livermore quickly up ahead to Kimmel. She might have gotten away with the travel on that run and the gun. And that, she's going to find the net. She got a very, very kind roll from the rim. And even she will admit to that one. 7 quick points for Kimmel. It's 9-0. Harpersville in the lead. The key for Harpersville, or for Bainbridge Guilford right now, is not to let it get more than this and stay with their game plan. Down underneath, nice play. Missed on the turnaround shot by Conway. It was a good entry pass inside. Kimmel, pass up to Dietzman. The layup is good. And Coach Bob Conway does not like what he sees, and that's obvious, because it's now 11-0. We'll take a break with 5:09 to play in the first quarter, 11-0 Harpersville. You're listening to the 10th anniversary MAC Championships on WCDL.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Craig Davey back here at Dewar Arena, the SUNY Alumni Fieldhouse in Oneonta. 11-0 if you're just tuning in. It's been all Harpersville. 7 of the points scored by Hannah Kimmel. 4 of the points scored by senior Aaron Dietzman. And the Bobcats have come out stone cold so far. Randy Conway looking for the offense to set itself. Will take the 3 and it's short. Rebounded by Dietzman, up ahead to Savannah Murray. Murray picked up by Regal. Pass inside, broken up. Good steal by Tewksbury, but she travels coming out of the pack. And the Hornets will retain possession, and they'll let them have it underneath the basket rather than out on the side. Hornets get the inbounds to Drummond, to Kimmel. As she gets some space, she'll take the 3. She just does and comes up short. Good rebound in there by Kaylee Livermore. Keeps the possession back to the Hornets. Kimmel passes to the left to Murray. Murray waits for Kimmel to come around a ball screen. And goes up with an 18-footer. It's off the rim, no good. Batted around twice out to Savannah Murray, who was at the right place. Steal on the pass by Tewksbury. So let's see what the Bobcats can do with this, trailing 11-0 with 4:10 to play in the first quarter. Pass to the right side for Regal. Regal passing in for Vandermark, trying to beat Drummond on the back door. Can't happen. It was not a pass that was controlled. Here comes Murray, going left, going right, cutting down the lane left, and scoring. Savannah Murray, a sophomore, going to be a big cog for next year's team, but doing it up right now. The runner, the bank shot missed by Randy Conway. Controlled by Hannah Kimmel. Well, the Bobcats just cannot make a shot. Nice pass, Kimmel to Drummond. Scores it and she's fouled. Hannah Kimmel with good court vision.
Bobcats foul on number 11, Randy Conway.
Randy Conway commits her first foul. That's the first foul of the ball game. And into the lineup for Bainbridge Guilford will be Raley Hall, a 5'7 senior, replacing Randy Conway. And Drummond, meanwhile, will come to the line to shoot the first free throw. Remember, she's shooting over 70% from the line and makes it.
3 points late for Drummond.
16-0. Well, you know, 2 years ago, Green came went out to a 17-point lead in the first half, and Harpersville came back to win that. So let's see. We're not going to shut the door yet on the Bobcats MAC championship hopes. Chelsea Rosa has Tewksbury open, but by the time she got the ball, Kimmel caught up to her on defense. Kimmel now in transition. Looks down low for Drummond. Knocked away nicely by Regal, but right into the hands of Dietzman, who misses. The ball battled for, missed. Livermore had a follow-up, missed it. She gets a second chance and goes to Dietzman on the right. And a fresh 30-second clock for the Hornets. And it's Kimmel lighting it up for three more. Well, it's this kind of performance that is going to get the Hornets into the arena for the Section 4 championship and maybe beyond. Another turnover against the press. Kimmel driving down and scoring. She's got 12 first quarter points, and it's Blackjack 21 for Harpersville. 21-0 and another full timeout with 2:42 to play in the first quarter. You're listening to the 10th anniversary MAC championship doubleheader live on WCDO.
What do these items have in common? Yankee Candles, Webkinz Animals, Willow Tree Angels, Jody Coyote Earrings, Silver Forest Earrings, and Framed Art. Well, they're all on display in one place, Bainbridge Pharmacy at 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge. The Bainbridge Pharmacy expanded gift department also features wind chimes, garden stones. There are gift ideas for every occasion. Bainbridge Pharmacy has a wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and nutritionals. And right now, select Nature's Bounty vitamins are buy one, get one free. Stop by and see what's new at Bainbridge Pharmacy, 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2:42 left in the first quarter. Not necessarily surprising, but I think more shocking in that it's still a shutout with Harpersville 21 and Bainbridge Guilford 0. Our game today, our doubleheader today, brought to you by the Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores, by the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria of Sydney and Oxford, Roberts Eye Care Associates, Neighbors Insurance, Waste Recovery Enterprises, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe, and Wilbur Bank. Thank you to all of those sponsors and more. We have 39 by my count. So the Bobcats will take the ball out of bounds, trying to find the first points of the game for them. And Randy Conway is back out on the floor, guarded by Hannah Kimmel. Conway around the screen to the right corner for Regal. Corinne Regal out to Chelsea Rosa. 14 on the shot clock. Rosa going to back in on Dietzman. The fall-away shot is around the rim, no good. Hannah Kimmel with a rebound. How does she know where to be? Pass to Drummond. Short bank shot, good. I don't know if this is going to be a record-setting quarter from MAC championship game, but they've got 23 unanswered points to start the game. That is by far a record. Driving in, Conway, and that one rolls off the rim, too. My goodness. Kaylee Livermore with the first foul for Harpersville, and Randy Conway with a chance now to shoot and get Bainbridge Guilford on the board. The shot is up, and it's around the rim and no good. Conway shooting 60% coming into this game, 31 for 52. Second shot. She sets, and it's no good. Well, the Bobcats got to keep a chin up. It's long way till the end. Shot by Dietzman on the left baseline, misses. Ball kept alive, and sure enough, it goes right into the hands of Miranda Drummond. It's that way. The Bobcats get a hand on it, and the ball just seems to go into the hands of a Harpersville Hornet. Whether they're trying to get it or not, not always the case. It just comes into their hands. Kimmel for three. High arcing shot. Good. 15 points for Hannah Kimmel. 3 3-pointers. The all-time leading scorer, male or female, Section 4 is showing why. Randy Conway driving down the lane, and it's off her leg and out of bounds. 26-0 with a minute 22 still to go. And I guarantee this is not emblematic of what the Bobcats have done this year. Far from it. But now it's up to Coach Bob Conway to figure out a way to get it working in his favor. Dietzman goes for three, and she's off the back of the rim. Battle for the ball. Drummond might have pushed off. And, yep, she did. Drummond commits the first foul. A lot of fans in the stands from all four schools. And the substitution will be Chelsea Tewksbury into the game for Bainbridge Guilford, replacing Shania Vandermark. Also into the game, senior Aaron Andrews checks in for Miranda Drummond. Hornets will defend in pressure situation against BG. They do a much better job of getting the ball over half court. Randy Conway at the point for the Bobcats. Still looking for their first score with under a minute to play in the first quarter. To the right side for Corinne Regal. Down low, trying to go to Rosa. Wow, she got whacked from the side by Kimmel. No call there, but it'll be Bobcats ball underneath. With 47 on the clock, 14 on the shot clock. Conway goes deep to Rayleigh Hall. To the left side for Tewksbury. And in a bit of nerves, trying to go for a shot or a move, she was in between that decision and commits the travel. 43 seconds left, first quarter. It could be a major shutout. It already is one right now, but I mean, if the first quarter ends, it would be unprecedented to start a game this much different. Savannah Murray goes for three, and it's off the rim. Battle for the ball. It'll be Rosa. Rosa fouled from behind by Kimmel, who had a look of disgust on her face, thinking she had a held ball. And that's her first, team's second, or team's third, rather. Vandermark checks into the ball game. The junior comes in for Rayleigh Hall. Bainbridge Guilford will open Section 4 tournament action hosting Unitiga. We'll have that game for you live Tuesday night. And the officials now getting set. Conway gets the inbounds pass from Rosa. Guarded by Savannah Murray. Murray working hard on the man-to-man defense. Off to Regal. Regal picked up by number 5 in there, Amanda Freyer. Pass into the corner for Conway. And Randy Conway finally with a basket with under 10 seconds left. Kimmel to Dietzman for 3. Swish! And you hear the buzzer. An amazing display of offense and defense for Harpersville, 29-2 at the end of the first quarter. You're listening to the 10th anniversary MAC Championship doubleheader live on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
At Wilbur National Bank, our customers say service is what matters most. That's why we believe that good business is more about people than about numbers. So from your first checking account till the time you join our Gold Club, you'll always get the service we've built our reputation on. Does that make us a different kind of bank? For over 130 years, our customers have believed, yes.
Bank on our good name.
Wilbur National Bank.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
You know, the first year that they had the Mid-State Athletic Conference after the Susquehanna Association dropped out, Sydney defeated Oxford at Bainbridge Guilford. And that was the year that Sydney destroyed everybody on their way to the state finals before losing to Water Valley. Not even Sydney's terrific team that year put the points on the board like this. 29-2, an amazing, amazing first quarter. The best ever in Mid-State Athletic Conference, 10 years of championship action. Just amazing. Put it in perspective, Sydney boys 2 years ago scored 28 points in the entire game. Well, there's Randy Conway starting with a shot from the right wing that misses. She came in late to try to bust up the rebound and commits the foul, and that's her second. Bainbridge Guilford won titles in 2003, 2006, and 2007 when they were all played at different high schools. This is the fourth year they're playing at SUNY Oneonta. Murray to Drummond, back to Murray to the right side for Dietzman. Dietzman driving on Rosa. Stops short, comes to Kimmel. Kimmel finds a little spot, goes up, misses. Ball is over to the sideline, saved by Savannah Murray. Nice hustle. Murray back to Drummond. Nice two-man play, and it's good. Miranda Drummond with 7 points. So Murray and Drummond have combined for 9 as underclassmen. The seniors Aaron Dietzman with 7 and senior Hannah Kimmel with 15. 31-2. Rosa guarded closely by... I tell you what, the Hornets' man-to-man defense is greatly responsible for this lack of offense on Bainbridge Guilford. The rest of it, they're just not hitting their shot. And there's a steal by Dietzman. Ahead to Murray. Long pass to Drummond. Drummond loses the ball, gets it back, but it's called for the travel. Yep, she had a little mix-up there. Substitution. Rayleigh Hall comes back in for BG, replaced by Shania Vandermark. And there's no question on the Bobcat bench, a little frustration as they trail 31-2. 6.5 to go in the first half. We'll have the Maravito halftime report. We'll go over all kinds of stuff, actually. We'll review the 9-year history of the MAC championships. Shot missed by Tewksbury, and then the ball hit out of bounds by Kaylee Livermore. Conway will inbound underneath, well, not underneath the basket. And they'll start the half-court offense. Conway, change of direction, coming in the paint, through a double team, lost the ball, picked up by Kimmel. Kimmel has 2 players to go to. She goes to Dietzman, 6-footer, good. Aaron Dietzman with 9 points. Senior connection there. A lot of familiar faces in the crowd today, and that's just the people I see across the way. Not even counting the people behind me. It would be a bit rude, though, to keep turning around. Chelsea Rosa moving in on Dietzman, tripped up by Dietzman. The foul called, 1 on Dietzman, 4 on Harpersville. 33-2. If you're just tuning in or you're on your way up for the Sydney Unitigo Boys Championship and you want to know the score of this game, I'll tell you. 33-2 in favor of Harpersville. Inbound pass. Nice pass by Conway to Rosa. Oh, missed underneath. Picked up by Livermore. Ahead to Savannah Murray. Guarded by Regal. The short jumper, no good. Referee's in my way. Now it's Kimmel. Kimmel back behind the three-point line. A high-arching shot that finds nothing but net. Some people say I shoot the three like Hannah Kimmel. I think Hannah Kimmel shoots the three like I do. Rainbow. I mean, that thing was high arcing and nothing but net coming through. I bet she's worked on that, unlike me. All right, Chelsea Rosa turning around and making the basket. Her first points, it's 36-4. Three-pointer on the other side, or no, two-pointer on the other side for Aaron Dietzman. So, when BG scored, the two times BG scores, both times the Harpersville Hornets came back the other way and scored within 3 seconds. Randy Conway to the left side for Chelsea Rosa going for three. Around the rim once, off the backboard, off the rim, no good. Conway with a rebound. She throws one up for the left baseline, no good. Rebounded by Tewksbury out to Conway. Another three, this is off the back of the rim. And the shooting woes continue for the Bobcats. Kimmel goes for three again. This time it's short. Rebound, Drummond inside. and it just keeps going and going. 40-4, and a full timeout asked for by Coach Bob Conway. We will take a break with 4:08 to play in the first half. You're listening to the 10th anniversary MAC Championship doubleheader live on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is pleased to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Check out their website 24/7/365 for over 130 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from. Every vehicle comes with the Forever Advantage program and is backed by our state-of-the-art service department. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, online at butlerautosales.com or call 563-1522. It's a name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal.
Get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
I'll take your word for it. You missed the three. I know that.
We're back talking to Dean Rustin, sports editor of the Daily Star. I asked if it was the first time he'd seen Hannah Kimmel play this year. He said, yeah, he's got that look on his face like, OMG. The best way I can describe it. 4:04 to go, clock starts again, and the BG Lady Bobcats trying to give it an effort to get back in this ball game piece by piece. Conway is going to drive in hard off the glass, no good. Rebound comes out to Hannah Kimmel. She didn't even have to go get it. Driving left side, missed it, one of her few misses on the day. Shania Vandermark with a trademark rebound. Up ahead to Conway, guarded by Livermore. Back to Rosa. Bobcats not moving much on offense right now. They just seem dazed and confused. 3:38 to go, or 3:28 rather, to go in the first half. Vandermark pumps it up, misses left. Rebound Rosa. No, rebound Kimmel. It was rebound Rosa. Kimmel ripped the ball right out of her hands. 3:14 to go in the first half. Drummond, one dribble off to Dietzman, over to Kimmel around the screen. Kimmel driving in and puts it up, misses, gets her own rebound, backs in, left side, good. Kimmel with 20 points. This is the fourth time I've seen her play. This is the third time she's had 20 points in the first half, averaging 31 per game. And this is a situation where if you're Coach Kerr Ehrensbach, you try maybe not to risk injury, but, you know, I think Hannah just wants to play. And Shania Vandermark missed a chip shot inside, and it's been that kind of game for Bainbridge Guilford. Pass ahead to Miranda Drummond. Open is Dietzman. She'll try for three, and it's no good. And there's a collision involving Kimmel and substitute Kayla Davis, number 42. And they'll call the foul on Kayla Davis, and I'll be honest, I'm not sure who should have had the foul, because I just saw them both tumble to the floor. Now, Murray and Dietzman come out, replaced by McElwain. First of all, Drummond for three, missed it. Livermore tapped it, but into the hands of Rosa. Chelsea Rosa, pass up ahead to Regal. I do like being on the floor in the big college arena, but I'll tell you what, the referees get in the way quite a bit. And there's a foul was called, and Regal with her first point. Corinne Regal, their best free throw shooter at 70%, but she was only 21 for 30. Coming into the ball game, made the first, and made the second. So she's the dependable free throw shooter, makes both, makes it 42-6. And there's a steal by Randy Conway. Drummond, will she be able to catch up? Conway off the glass, good, and Randy Conway's got to figure out, what do I got to do to get a basket? She just figured that out. She's got 4 points. Kimmel driving in off the hands of Rosa. Kimmel got it back, goes to Drummond and scores. Miranda Drummond with 11 points. And there's a pushing foul called.
Hornets foul is number 10, Emily McElwain.
Emily McElwain. Yeah, I see they corrected the pronunciation. That's good. Rayleigh Hall comes in the ball game, replacing Shania Vandermark. And Aaron Andrews is set to come back in for Miranda Drummond on the Harpersville side. So it's Livermore, McElwain, Andrews, Kimmel, and I can't see the other one's number. Oh, that's Freyer, Amanda Freyer. Running in the lane is Conway, and she draws the foul. Harpersville fall on Kaylee Livermore. That's her second, seven on Harpersville. Conway at the line. She missed two earlier during the very frustrating first quarter. She'll make this one. She leads BG scores with five of the 9 points. It's 44-9. Aaron Dietzman comes back in for Kaylee Livermore on the Harpersville side. Conway, a junior, third year on the varsity, makes it. So 6 points for Randy Conway. Things getting back a little bit more that, like she's accustomed to. 44-10. Kimmel against the triple team goes over to an open shooter. Freyer misses, and Conway with a rebound. Let's see what BG can do now with a couple of stops. A minute 18 to play. Conway back out to Davis. Davis to Rosa to Conway. Now it's Hall. They give her a lot of space. Cross the court to Davis. Davis at the foul line. Nobody has her. Takes it and, oh, off the back of the rim. No good. Battle for the loose ball. It'll be Davis and Kimmel instead of colliding this time. They both have hold of the ball. It's possession arrow going to the Hornets. 44-10. 57.3 seconds to go. A very, very quick first half. We'll give you the Tri-Valley results as well. Two merged schools winning championships today. I'll give you that hint. Kimmel, not her best effort from the three-point area. Conway with a rebound for Bainbridge Guilford. Quickly up the court. Off to Corinne Regal. Driving in. The runner is no good, but she is fouled. And we'll get two shots with 31 seconds left. Foul is called on Amanda Freyer. Wow, that's the missing foul. Okay, Amanda Freyer with two. And that's eight team fouls for Harpersville. Regal at the line again. And the short on this one. Miranda Drummond back in the game for Harpersville. Amanda Freyer sits down. So Coach Ernstbeck staying with his normal sub pattern. Regal's second shot is good. And Coach Ernstbeck remembers it 2 years ago when his team trailed by 17, 18, something like that, and came back to beat then undefeated Green in the MAC championship games of 2009. Nice give and go to Kimmel. And who was the passer? McElwain. Emily McElwain gets the assist. Kimmel gets the point. She's got 22. 46 to 11. 12 seconds to go. Bobcats to play for the last shot. A three, long three-pointer by Regal. Missed it. Kimmel caps it to her into the corner and a foul on Davis. But that's only the fourth foul on Bainbridge Guilford. That'll be two on Kayla. And that'll not be a foul. It will be a foul. It won't be a shooting foul. 1.6 seconds to go. And they'll just run out the clock. An amazing, amazing display of offense and defense is all you can say. An awesome job by the Harpersville Lady Hornets as they take a 46-11 halftime lead. We'll be back to talk a lot of basketball. We'll recap the history of the 10 years coming into this year, counting this year, the 10 years of the Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls Championship. It's all coming up, part of live Tri-Town High School basketball and the 10th anniversary of the MAC Girls and Boys Basketball Championships live on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Eglie Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eglie Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eglie Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eglie family and Eglie Machine Company of Sydney.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at menginsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphibol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphibol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphibol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphibol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. It's time for the Morabito Halftime Report on WCDO, live from Doer Arena on the SUNY Oneonta campus, the alumni fieldhouse here, they call it Doer Arena, where the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats are trailing the Harpersville Lady Hornets by a score of 46 to 11. But our halftime show is brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-H-E-A-T. Well, it's not quite a typical Harpersville game, although they have done things like this throughout the season, but not against a team like Bainbridge Guilford, who had been playing some very, very good basketball. The first time they played back on January the 4th, the final score was 62-44. The first quarter score was 17-13 Harpersville, and the halftime score was 32-19 Harpersville. So all I can say is when they started the game, the points just came early and often. Between Hannah Kimmel and Aaron Dietzman getting it started, Miranda Drummond joining the scoring parade, keeping it going in the second quarter, it was 26-0 before Bainbridge Guilford was able to get 2 points on the board with just under 10 seconds to go in the first quarter on a basket by Randy Conway. So it was 29-2. Bobcats made a little better showing in the second quarter. They were still outscored 17-9, and that's where we get the 46-11. Scoring leaders, take a guess. It's Hannah Kimmel with 22 points, 4 three-pointers, and I would say at least 4 assists that I could remember. So playmaking, she's one of the best, and she is certainly a Division I caliber player. But she is also being assisted by Aaron Dietzman, a senior, with 11 points. Miranda Drummond, a freshman, with 11 points. And the only other 2 points scored by sophomore Savannah Murray. For the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats, it's Randy Conway with 6 points, 2 for 4 from the line, and 2 buckets. Corinne Regal, 3 for 4 from the line, and Chelsea Rosa with a basket for 2. Harpersville has held Shania Vandermark scoreless and only a couple of rebounds. It's a combination of great defense by Harpersville. It's a man-to-man defense that is stymieing Bainbridge Guilford, but it's also cold as ice shooting from BG's part. You combine those two things together, plus a few breaks here and there, and that's why it's 46-11. But let's not underscore what Harpersville is capable of on the offensive end, too. I mean, they are capable of putting points like this on the board. But to start out 26-0 and to make it 29-2 at the end of the first quarter, that's, again, unprecedented. And we look back at the 9 previous games just for fun. I tried to do it from memory. I had most of it, but I had to ask Bob Conway before the game to check my work and correct me. We have 1 missing team, and that's it. Back in 2001-2002, I remember it well. Bainbridge Guilford, I had pink eye in both eyes, so I had tissues and cough syrup. I had all kinds of stuff up on top of the Bainbridge Guilford stands, and it was Sydney in that magical year that they set a school record for team for wins and went to the Final Four. They defeated Oxford rather handily and got out to something like a 24-2 lead in the first quarter, and then just coasted from there. But not to the extent of 29-2 like in this game. So Sydney defeated Oxford in the very first MAC championship game in BG in 2002. 2003, it was Bainbridge Guilford defeating Unadilla Valley at Afton, the only time that the boys and the girls games were not held at the same place. You might remember that Sydney played Afton at Unadilla Valley in the afternoon. We did that game. Then Chris Capello came back and did the night game in Afton, where BG defeated Unadilla Valley. And BG, I believe, was the smaller school, beating UV, the largest school in that game. Oxford then defeated Harpersville 2003-2004 season. That game was at Green. And its trivia note here is that it's the only time that Lindsay Kimmel, Hannah's older sister now playing at Villanova, played in a MAC championship game. It was 2003-2004 season. Oxford won that game. That was the year, I believe, Sarah Christie was a force to be reckoned with, as was the next year, 2004-2005. Oxford defeated question mark, and that game was at Unadilla Valley. And some people, we were talking about that, trying to remember who, and somebody thinks that it was Unitigo, but I don't think it was. Anyway, the 05-06 season, I came back to do that after I had left, came back to do the doubleheader at Sydney. Bainbridge Guilford defeated Unitigo in 06-07 season. The games were at Oxford, at BG again, defeated Unitigo. In 07-08, first year here at Suco, it was Green defeating Bainbridge Guilford. And then the next year, Green, undefeated, went out to a huge lead over Harpersville with two of the Kimmels, Alicia and Hannah, and Harpersville made the unbelievable comeback to win the first of 2 in a row. Last year, of course, in Suco, Harpersville defeated Green as well. Hornets well on their way to a three-peat. And in those 9 years, the larger school won only twice. Sydney in 01-02 and Green in 07-08. Softball, we know, is always after. But for the larger school to not win most of the games, that says a lot about the smaller schools in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. So our special sponsors, we want to continue to say thank you to them. Video Entertainment Plus, Richard Wakeman Construction, the Amphenol Corporation, Egley Machine Company, Bob's Diner, Butler Auto Sales, and Sydney Federal Credit Union. And thanks a lot very much to everybody for our special sponsors and the Morabito Energy Products for the halftime sponsorship. Girls are right out on the court, so I know Joe Gardner is our webmaster and our engineer today. And I know he needs a break that he was supposed to get during halftime, didn't get it. So I will say, Joe, go ahead and do what you got to do, and I will cover it from here. We thank you very much for listening, and let's see what Bainbridge Guilford can do in the second half. And we are underway with the same starters for both teams on the floor to start the second half. Chelsea Rosa, Randy Conway. Chelsea Rosa driving in from the left side, scores it, and she's fouled. So Chelsea Rosa scores her second basket. Erin Dietzman has her second foul right off the bat within the first 11 seconds, and Rosa gets a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play and does not hit it. Rebound to Savannah Murray. It's Murray, Drummond, Livermore, Kimmel, and Dietzman for Harpersville. Murray, the sophomore, drives in, gives it to Drummond. A jump stop that wound up a travel. It goes right back to the Bobcats. Substitution right away. Riley Hall comes in for Shania Vandermark. So a quick substitution for BG. Conway drives in all the way through. Bank shot. Oh, it's off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Hall, I think. And then she takes a hit and is on the floor. That'll be on Drummond, her second. And that's two quick fouls on Harpersville. And while Conway could have made that layup, it'll be the Hornets or the Bobcats ball coming out of this. Conway driving in against Livermore. Somebody got in somebody's way. Conway has to come back out beyond the arc. Regal waits for the shot. Takes it. Makes it. Corinne Regal with a three-pointer. The Bobcats suddenly make it 46-16. And Coach Aaron Beck calls for time. By the way, the Section 4 tournament gets underway for the Class C girls on Tuesday. Tioga, the number one seed and the number two ranked team in New York State, Class C, right ahead of Harpersville. Moravia, the number 16 ranked team, is the second ranked team in seeded in Class C. Those two teams get byes. Harpersville is the three seed. They will play 14 seed Sydney in a game in Harpersville on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. We will be at Bainbridge Guilford for the BG Lady Bobcats taking on the Unitingo Lady Spartans for the third time this season. And Bob Conway told me before this game, he said, I'm already worried about Unitingo because they are playing a much improved brand of basketball in the 2011 calendar season. Yet, remember, that's the group of sophomores and seniors that are working together for the common cause. So we come out of the Harpersville timeout. With Hannah Kimmel bringing the ball up the court this time. Hannah to Dietzman on the right wing. Over to up to Murray at the top of the key. Goes behind the back. Ooh. Around the screen is Kimmel. She gets the ball. Goes through with a jump stop. Her shot is short. Rebound. Drummond scores it, and she's fouled. Impossible angle. Nearly impossible angle for Drummond.
Bobcat foul is on number 15, O'Reilly.
And that's Riley Hall's foul. That's her first and BG's first. 6:52 to go, third quarter, 48-16. Drummond, the only one to shoot free throws. And now I can say free throws for Harpersville because she is 2 for 2. And that is it. She's had 2 3-point plays with a free throw. Shot blocked by Dietzman on Rosa. And laying it up is Hannah Kimmel. 24 points for Hannah Kimmel. 14 points, by the way, for Drummond, just to make that clear that I didn't before. 51-16. Chelsea Rosa off to Randy Conway, guarded by Livermore. Harpersville loves to play this man-to-man with certain double teams happening. It is Tewksbury with a shot. Too hard. Ball battle for the ball. It is Drummond coming away with it. Going to go one-on-one. No, she'll stop and pop and hit it. Drummond with 16 points. 53-16. So the short-lived rally from the BG Bobcats. Going to keep running their offense, but it has slowed down considerably. Regal again pumps for three. This time no good. Rebound Drummond. Drummond up the right side herself. Coming from behind, almost stealing it as Conway. And into the sure hands of Hannah Kimmel. Kimmel almost stolen away by Regal. Good protection of the ball. Dietzman in the corner. The give and go to Kimmel. 12 on the shot clock. Spots up for three. It's going to be way short. And the rebound by Conway. Conway going to try to move past Murray, and Murray is called for the bump. That is Savannah's first foul. Got a second. I've got a handheld mic out there that's turned on slightly, so you could hear the public address announcer a little better here. Don't want to duplicate everything, but anyway, it's Chelsea Roser for the Bobcats to Corinne Regal. The elbow jump shot is short, but she is hit in the act of shooting. That's on Murray, her second in the matter of about 40 seconds. So Corinne is at the line. She was 3-for-4 in the first half. She is a 70% free throw shooter, living up to that so far. Missing this one, though. Vandermark comes back into the game, replacing senior Chelsea Tewksbury. And the Hornet girls are talking during the free throw as to who will take who in the defensive assignments. One out of two for Corinne Regal. She has made 4 out of 6. Anna Kimmel to Savannah Murray. The sophomore lets it fly from three-point range. No good. Tapped up by Livermore into the hands of Drummond, and she scores it. Well, 18 points for Miranda Drummond. I do not know what her career high is, but she came in averaging 9.8 points a ball game, and a timeout asked for right before a drive on Bainbridge Gilbert, a short timeout. And we'll stay right here to thank our sponsors yet again. We want to thank Simmons Construction, the Smith Agency, Waldron's Floor Covering, all of Sydney, Lang Trucking of Guilford, Bainbridge and Appen, Great American Food Stores, by the Bainbridge Pharmacy, our friends at Trackside Diner, and Eaton and Griffith Law Office. Every time, you know, and I've been gone from full-time duty for 5 years now. It's hard to believe that. But it never fails. When there are special sporting events involving our local kids, the local businesses say we want to be a part of it. Many of these are also sponsors during the season. If you want to know a list of them, and you're near a computer or on your phone, check out WCDOradio.com. You'll get the complete listing of our season sponsors, our award sponsors, and today's special sponsors. All right, Randy Conway. Not a good inbounds pass, but it got deflected into the hands of Rosa. Now Conway, 16-footer, partially blocked, picked up by Livermore on the loose ball. Ahead to Kimmel. She's got three to beat. She's going to go right side. Softly puts it up, too short. Fight for the ball between Drummond and Rosa, and it kicks out of bounds. Off a diving Chelsea Rosa, who shows great hustle in the face of a huge deficit of 38 points. 55-17. I apologize for not giving the score more often, but it just seems like it's a bit unsportsmanlike, but got to do the job here. Murray, let's fly for three again. This is short. Rebound, Regal falls down, hands it to Shania Vandermark, who then goes to Randy Conway. Conway's going to draw a foul off a double team, trying to knife through that twin defenders. That'll be Miranda Drummond's third foul. Now, as we get set for, and it's a non, I think, non-shooting, Drummond will come out, replaced by Amanda Frayer, the junior. If Harpersville beats Sydney on Tuesday, they play the winner of Odessa Montour and Newfield on Friday night. That's a game I will anticipate doing, but never any guarantees. Corinne Regal, guarded by Savannah Murray. Regal to the right side for Randy Conway. 19 on the shot clock. Conway lets it go for three. No, short. Instead of a rebound, Shania Vandermark just tried to hit it back out to a guard, where it looked like she could have simply grabbed the ball and put it back up. So it's been a very frustrating day for the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats all the way around. That's just another example. Kimmel Crossover dribble goes through, and if it goes, it counts. I thought she traveled, but the referee saw it as foul. And the foul will be on Chelsea Rosa. 3:25 to go, third quarter, 55-17, Harpersville. A lot of folks still filing in for the Sydney Unitigo highly anticipated ball game. Hannah Kimmel makes her first free throw of the night. I'm saying that in mock amazement because it's her first time at the line tonight. Erin Andrews comes in for Harpersville. Kayla Davis replaces Shania Vandermark for Bainbridge Guilford. Vandermark still being held scoreless. Kimmel makes the second shot. Both Kimmel and Drummond shooting 70% plus from the free throw line. Kimmel more like 74%. 3:19 to go, 57-17. The Hornets still playing a tough defense with their starter, most of their starters on the floor. Chelsea Rosa, Kayla Davis tied up with Hannah Kimmel. And the possession arrow will go to the Lady Hornets. 3:05 left, third period of play. Murray gets a pass from Hannah Kimmel. One dribble, stolen by Conway on the pass. She goes through a nice little scissors move and then passes beyond the reach of Corinne Regal. And a turnover. Puts the ball back into the hands of the Harpersville Hornets, and Chelsea Tewksbury, the 5'9 senior, returns to the ball game. Replacing looks like Corinne Regal. Nope, Corinne's in there, I'm sorry. And a Corinne Regal foul. Called on her. She tried to reach in and steal the ball from Hannah Kimmel. Kimmel with a braced right ankle. Hands off to Savannah Murray at the top of the key. Back around. Good ball movement by the Hornets as they go to Kimmel around the screen and then dumps it inside to Amanda Freyer. She's fouled. And Kayla Davis commits her third foul for Bainbridge Guilford. Freyer at the line. Chance to make her first points. First shot is good. I got to say, Harpersville, as a team, shoots very well from the free throw line. Number 10 for the Hornets is Emily McElwain, and she returns on the court. Meanwhile, Freyer makes the second shot. The Hornets are a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line. 59-17, 2:20 to play, third quarter. Randy Conway guarded by Amanda Freyer. Corinne Regal has it on the right wing to Davis. Behind the circle, or behind the arc, I should say. Davis launches a three that's no good. Conway gets her on a rebound, misses, puts it back up. Oh, it went in and out, gets a third chance and scores
Randy
it.
Conway gets to go the third time.
Randy Conway and Hannah Kimmel bursting through a double team. Instead of a first down, it'll be an inbounds underneath. Foul's going to be called on Chelsea Tewksbury. That's one of the strengths of Hannah Kimmel. She could be the aggressor and still get the foul called. There have been very few in this league that have done that with that kind of ability. And I'm going back to the old Sus days with Ann Donnelly and Courtney Mattingly. Three-pointer put up and missed by Amanda Freyer. Conway gets the long rebound. Outraces Dietzman. Left-hand layup, no good. Coming from behind is Rosa. It's off her hands. It'll be Harpersville's ball with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. And the score, 59-19. If you're coming up for the the Unitigo-Sydney game, that is indeed the score, 59-19. Long three-pointer by Dietzman. Misses. Kimmel sneaks in for the offensive board. And she's got 28 points. So with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter and a lead of this magnitude, I guess if you're anything but the Harpersville team, you're thinking, why are the starters still out on the floor for Harpersville? Here comes Kimmel getting through or trying to get by Corinne Riegel, and Riegel, again, reaches in, commits the foul. And it looks like a Harpersville sub. No, a BG sub. Well, Livermore is in for Harpersville. And now number 20, Amber DeGroat, a 5'4 junior, makes her first appearance on the Bainbridge-Guilford side of things. With a minute to play in the third quarter, Kimmel backs it off, goes to Livermore, is going to be short on the three-pointer. Saved by McElwain, but saved into the hands of Kayla Davis. She falls down. Conway gets the ball. 50 seconds to go. Conway moving in on Frere, and down the lane comes Randy Conway for the basket, and she leads the Bobcats, scoring with 10 of the 21 points. It's a 40-point advantage for Harpersville. Kimmel with the left hand around the screen, goes for three, short. Rebound on the far side. Nope. DeGroat's just going to let it go for the Bobcats to take over. With 26 seconds to go, no need for a shot clock here. It's Conway, Rosa, Tewksbury, DeGroat, and Davis for Bainbridge-Guilford. Conway over to Rosa. Back to Randy Conway. Nice crossover inside, going through, and it scores it. Oh, Randy Conway starting to hit and play more of her game. She's got 12 points. And the McElwain foul is her second. Randy at the line, 2 for 4. She'll shoot one here. Scores it. So a baker's dozen for Randy Conway. It's 61-24. 3 seconds to go. Kimmel's going to do it herself. Will that be her last shot? We don't know. But it's 61-24. Harpersville just got to make this fourth quarter, and they'll have their third straight MAC championship. But we still have to play the fourth quarter. It is the 10th anniversary MAC Girls and Boys Championships from SUCO, and you're listening to them live on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We're special.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, Greg Davey at Dewar Arena, the Alumni Fieldhouse at SUNY Oneonta, and our ball games today being made possible in part by our special sponsors, Mead West Vaco, Amerigas, Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center, VIP Tax and Payroll Services, Twin Valley Finished Lumber, a division of Quality Hardwoods, Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center. Back to the action where the Bobcats, dressed in blue with white trim, in taking the basket to the right side and throwing the ball away on the first possession. It's been that kind of day for Bainbridge-Guilford. They've got to shake this off and start fresh when they host Unitigo on Tuesday. And we'll have that game for you live from Bainbridge-Guilford in a 7 o'clock start. Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 6:45. There's a foul called away from the ball, I believe. And that is a moving screen or push on Hannah Kimmel. And again, they're People shaking their heads saying, why are Harpersville starters all in this game with a lead of 37 points? But in that quarter, by the way, if you just took that quarter, it was Harpersville 15, Bainbridge-Guilford 13. So the Bobcats getting better each quarter. And I don't know what we're doing. Are we looking for a contact lens or something here?
Player control foul.
Okay.
Ball goes to the Bobcats.
All right. So we've got it set. Harpersville foul on Hannah Kimmel, and it's player control. So it'll be Bobcats taking over, coming up full court. Kayla Davis, nice pass to Chelsea Rosa off the back of the rim. Rebound left side by Randy Conway. And I'm sure Conway is leading in all statistical categories right now for Bainbridge Guilford. She's got the same look on her face whether she's up by 30 or down by 30. I got to give her that. She puts the good effort in. Nice backdoor pass or the give and go from Drummond, who was playing the high post position on that. Kimmel throws the ball to Drummond, and it was like 60s basketball all over again, or Globetrotters or something. It was a no-look pass, but that went off Kimmel's leg. They got to perfect that, I guess. A minute into the fourth quarter. Same score, 61-24. Chelsea Rosa with a runner on the left side. Nicely done. So just like the third quarter, the Bobcats score first. Murray, bad pass, deflected, but right into the hands of Kimmel. Kimmel using that off arm to get some clearance inside to Drummond. It's off her. No, it's off the Bobcats defender. So next year, you got to look forward to what Savannah Murray, Kaylee Livermore, Miranda Drummond and company will be doing for the Hornets. And a three-point shot put up and missed by Hannah Kimmel. Good rebound by Tewksbury because Hannah Kimmel followed her own shot. And Tewksbury still got the rebound. Conway working way through traffic. Nice turnaround. It's no good. And it's out of bounds. It will be Bobcat ball. 6:15 to play. 61-26. Conway directing traffic as she inbounds it to Kayla Davis. Looking back for Conway, but kicked away. At the end of this game, we will have the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Gee, I wonder who. Well, no, you know what? It's not guaranteed. And the Ming Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Coming up in between ball games. Inbounds, Conway, same play as before to Davis. Back to Conway. And she goes up in a crowd, can't get it to go. And a possession arrow, nice hustle by Chelsea Tewksbury as she did not give Aaron Dietzman the easy rebound. But the possession arrow goes back to the Hornets. Shania Vanderbark comes back into the game for Bainbridge Guilford. Vandermark had a big game in the semifinal win over Oxford. So I asked Bob Conway before the game if he liked the new format with a 12-team MAC, one big league, and he said he really did. It gives with less teams or less games on the schedule, it gave them more freedom to play in tournaments. Kimmel lost the ball, got it back, misses the shot. Vandermark rebounds for Bainbridge Guilford. Kimmel slapped the ball away into the hands of Drummond, and Miranda Drummond now has 20 points. This could be her career high. Vandermark had a rebound and had it slapped out of her hands by Hannah Kimmel, and it bounced right to Miranda Drummond. 63-26. It is Riley Hall to Randy Conway. Conway trying to ad-lib something, goes inside to Vandermark, misses, takes a second shot and misses, but she's fouled. And it's hard to believe Shania Vandermark has not scored, but she'll get a chance to put a point or two on the board with free throws right now.
Hornets foul number 21.
Shot put up. Missed by Shania Vandermark. And some subs are in the game. Aaron Andrews and Amanda Freyer. Vandermark just kind of threw that second shot up. kind of our resignation. So she'll miss both. Here comes Kimmel. The runner bank shot is no good. Now, I don't know whether Hannah's trying to put pressure on herself to score 30 or what, but I guess Coach Ehrenbeck going to leave her in until she does. 5:12 to play. And our first look at Micah Hopkins, a 5'4 junior for Bainbridge Guilford, taking out Riley Hall in the process. Hannah Kimmel will inbound to Dietzman. Top of the key for Frere. Nice tap away by Conway. As they were going, it was very evident they were going to go back to Kimmel on that design play. Conway had it read very well. Top of the key. Now they go to from Andrews to Kimmel. Kimmel driving in and does not score it. And there's no question about that. There was no question they were setting up Hannah Kimmel for that shot. Foul on Kayla Davis, her fourth. And so Hannah Kimmel, who's got 28 points and is a perfect 2-for-2 from the line, will miss the first.
Hannah Kimmel has one more shot.
So a second shot coming, and that's the first miss for Harpersville. Unitigo guys over on the side getting ready to come out for warm-up. Kimmel, second shot made. I'm sure there's something on Harpersville that wants to make sure Kimmel gets her 30 because she scored at, what, 12 games in a row, I think, something like that, averaging 31. Crossover dribble. Conway drives in again. A little contact. The ball is free. No whistles. Oh, I hear a head on the floor. Ouch. And that was Micah Hopkins fresh into the ballgame, hustling. Drummond comes out, replaced by number 13, Linnea Congdon, a junior.
Linnea Congdon in for...
So Conway looking for somebody to inbound. Comes to number 20, Amber DeGroat. Now the three-pointer by Conway is good. Randy Conway with her first three-pointer. And again, they'll probably look for... Oh, here's the three-pointer. It's up and good. And that'll assure another 30-point effort. Her 5th three-pointer of the ballgame. 4:19 left. 67-29. Shot by Hopkins off the rim. It's no battle for the ball. It is Kimmel all the way. She's going to come through. Pops it. Misses. Gets her own rebound and is fouled. So now Coach Kurt Ehrenbeck is looking for subs to take Hannah Kimmel's place in case she makes it. Conway's third foul. First shot is no good.
Hannah Kimmel has one more shot. Taylor Decker comes in for the
ball. It's Taylor Decker's turn to play for BG now. 5'9 junior, number 24, replacing Shania Vandermark. Shot is short. Missing two in a row. My goodness. Randy Conway up the right side for the Bobcats. 67-29, just under 4 minutes to play. Steal as Conway turned one way, and there was Dietzman taking the ball away. Dietzman trying to finish it. Lost a little bit of room. Came outside. Kimmel for three. Short. Rebound. Nobody. It's out of bounds. It'll be Harpersville's ball. And I think Coach Kurt Ehrenbeck wants a timeout or a sub, I guess. So Hannah will come out, finishing with 32. And our ball game, by the way, brought to you by Cabone Chiropractic of Sydney, Gelder Medical also in Sydney, the Westcott Funeral Home in Unadilla, Treats and Eats in Sydney, Country Square Realty of Unadilla, Hawkins Manufactured Housing. They're located in Harpersville, Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge, and NVT Bank with locations everywhere in central New York State. 3:44 to play, 67-29. Hannah Kimmel, I believe, comes out of the game for good. Shooting a pathetic 3-for-6 from the free throw line, and I say that tongue-in-cheek. She had 5 3-pointers. 7 2-pointers. 32 points in all. So I think all the starters are out. And the Hornets will inbound without Hannah Kimmel on the floor right now. 24 is Jade Niles. Goes to Erin Dietzman for three, and Dietzman keeps heating it up. She hadn't scored since early in the second quarter. She's got her second three-pointer. 14 points, 70-29. Now, those games I gave for the nine previous champions, I don't have the scores of those games. So I don't know what the record is. So we can only speculate. But I can tell you, 29 points to start the game was definitely a record. And a long three-pointer by DeGroat comes up short. 3 minutes to play. And a double dribble. Oh, the PA announcer even got fooled. Looks like a travel called. The travel trumps the timeout, apparently. Or the violation, I guess. Double dribble is what the call was before the timeout. Harpersville subs are in a 2-3 zone right now. And a three-pointer up and over the backboard. That shot put up by Amber DeGroat. 70-29 with 2:53 left. Well, I am sure that the boys' game is going to be a little bit more intense than this was. Harpersville put this one away early. Steal by DeGroat, but three steps won't get it done. Nice steal, though. That does go in the books as a steal. So right now for Harpersville, they have Mackenzie Townsend, Erin Andrews, Jade Niles. Number 13 is Lanaya Congdon. And number one is Marcy Ritter. Looks like a foul will be called. And it looks like it's 1-1 time. Yep, Amber DeGroat. It'll be a two-shot definite for Lanaya Congdon, who's going to try to get into the books today.
Take that tonight.
I take that back. It's a 1-1. Shot is up and good. I told you, these girls from Harpersville are shooting very well from the free throw line this year. This one off the mark. Rebounded by Taylor Decker. So now it's Corinne Regal for the Bobcats. And a pass across the key to Kayla Davis. Misses the layup. Battle for the ball. It's anybody's. It'll be Kayla Davis's. And the Bobcats get another possession with 2:12 to play. There's a three-point shot put up by DeGroat. Misses. It is Mackenzie Townsend with a nice pass to the left side. Missing the layup was Jade Niles. But a nice play. You know, when the subs that don't get a whole lot of time get to come out and do something like that. I mean, that there's no question it could have been a layup. But she chose to pass to a teammate. Nice job. And there's Congdon getting a shot blocked, or rather Mackenzie Townsend getting the shot blocked. She was the one who made the nice pass before. Out of bounds, blocked by BG. It'll be Hornets ball, 1:54 to play. And we are definitely ahead of schedule for our second ball game of the night, which will be Sydney and Unitego. There's a steal by Corinne Regal. Going to try to finish. The right side is good. Corinne Regal with 9 points. Down on the other end. Lost the ball, Marcy Ritter. Regal, the only starter for either side in the ball game. To the left side for Davis. She'll throw it up for three. It's in. It's out. It's in. Kayla Davis with a three-pointer. Only the third made by Bainbridge Guilford all in the second half. 71-34. 1:10 to play. And the Hornets spread out the offense a bit. Townsend to a cutting Ritter. The turnaround is way off the mark. The rebound to Amber DeGroat. Regal right up the middle to the right wing. Now into the corner. Shot put up by Hopkins is good. Micah Hopkins. Her first basket, and they call it a two-pointer, 71-36. BG finishing it up strong. 40 seconds left. Ball is lost, but a foul called before BG can take off.
Bobcats foul on number 12, Corbin Regal.
Regal's third foul. Now it's the 10th foul. Now it's a two-shot for Mackenzie Townsend. First shot is short. Second shot coming up with 38 seconds left. 71-36. Good shot by Townsend. So she's on the board as well. Kayla Davis on the left wing for the Bobcats. Regal playing the point. Back to Davis. Driving in, off the mark. Rebounded by Congdon, and it's possession arrow, and I think it's Bobcats. Yep, it is. So a chance to get some totals in for some of the players who will not see action anymore. Of course, Hannah Kimmel led all scorers with 32. Shot from the corner by Regal, misses. Rebound put up by Decker, no good, and another possession arrow. So the Hornets get the last chance, or last possession, I guess. 10.5 seconds to go. Putting the finishing touches right here. And I don't think the Hornets are going to take the last shot. They will have the last possession with 3, 2, and 1. And congratulations to the Harpersville Hornets winning their third straight Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship. The final score, 72-36. And we'll be back to take a look at the scoring recap and name our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. It's all coming up as part of the postgame show in our special broadcast of the 10th anniversary of the Mid-State Athletic Conference Boys and Girls Championships live on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Mang Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Mang Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It's time for... Well, it's time for me to add everything up. 2, 4, 6, 8, 8 out of 12. Oh, goodness. Do I have everything? I don't know if I do. Well, I'm totaling up 72 points. Takes a long time to add up to make sure it's right. But, again, our Mid-State Athletic Conference Championships halfway over with Harpersville lending itself to no drama today. They made 3 of their first 4 shots and scored the first 26 points of the ball game, and the final score is 72-36. Our postgame show brought to you by NBT Bank. At NBT Bank, you're never far from the star that stands for personal and powerful community banking. Reach for your star with NBT Bank, member FDIC. And by Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Central New York community for over 100 years, Mang proudly supports local sports on WCDO. And to make it fair, our second listing of our fifth and final group of special sponsors, Wilbur Bank, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe, Waste Recovery Enterprises, Neighbors Insurance, Roberts Eye Care Associates, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, the Catalog Outlet Stores, and the Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. So 72-36 is the final score. I mentioned 26 unanswered points to start the game. By far a record, 29-2 at the end of the first quarter, 46-11 at the end of the half, 61-24 at the end of the third quarter, 12 more points scored in the fourth quarter by Bainbridge Guilford, 11 more points scored by Harpersville in the fourth quarter. So BG did get the fourth quarter as far as a higher score. And in the second half, let's make this clear, in the second half, the Hornets scored 30, I'm sorry, the Hornets scored 26 points. 26 for the Hornets and for Harpersville in the second half. 25 for Bainbridge Guilford in the second half. Far more representative for the Bobcats than the first half was. But, again, you got to give credit to Harpersville. They win their third straight MAC championship, and they do remember the game that started the streak in 09 when they were down by double digits, deep double digits, and came back to win that ball game. So they know what it's like to be on both sides. And tonight, they never let up. Hannah Kimmel led all scores with 32. She had 5 3-pointers, 7 2-pointers, 3 for 6 from the line. Miranda Drummond, a freshman, with her possible career high of 20 points, 9 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line, and they both came on 3-point plays the old-fashioned way. Other than that, Aaron Dietzman with 14, including 2 3-pointers. Seven 3-pointers in all for the Hornets today. Savannah Murray with an early basket for 2. Mackenzie Townsend, 1 for 2 from the line. Late in the ball game, Amanda Freyer, 2 for 2 from the line in the third quarter. And so actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, only 6 players scored for Harpersville. And of course, 32 of those points from Hannah Kimmel. But she had 22 at the half, and BG had 11 total team points. So she did not score the Bainbridge-Guilford team. And I think Bob Conway, it's a credit to Bob Conway for coming up and inspiring the kids to play better ball in the second half. And as I said, it was only 26-25 second half outscoring. So, also, all right, so 32 for Hannah Kimmel, 20 for Miranda Drummond. We have all that. 21 two-pointers, 7 3-pointers, 8 for 12 in the line for 72 points. For Bainbridge Guilford, Randy Conway, still plugging along that second half. I was impressed with the effort she put together. 16 points to lead BG. Corinne Regal with 9, 6 for Chelsea Rosa. By the way, Regal had a 3-pointer and was 4 for 6 from the free throw line. 2 points for Micah Hopkins, and Kayla Davis had a 3-pointer. Shania Vandermark, from the start, just totally frustrated, and it showed in the stats with just several rebounds and 0 for 2. From the line. So 10 two-pointers, 3 3-pointers, 7 for 14 from the foul line for those 36 points. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner, I am going to pull a total surprise here and go with senior Aaron Dietzman. I go with Aaron Dietzman because, first of all, she always knows she can get the ball to Hannah Kimmel or Miranda Drummond. And Drummond had a great game with 20 points. Kimmel had her typical game of 32. But Aaron Dietzman scored early, and she shot with confidence. She had 11 points, and I think she made those out of those 5 baskets. I think she might have missed one along the way. So it was, she made 5 out of 6 shots starting out. And as a senior, not many chances to win awards anymore. So let's go with Aaron Dietzman, the Outstanding Offense Award winner for the Harpersville Lady Hornets. And on the defense, we will go with Miranda Drummond. 20 points for the freshman. Definitely the leading rebounder of the ball game, and a star of the future for the Harpersville Hornets, no question about it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and we were going to come back. We'll start this whole slate over again with Sydney Unitigo, the long, much-anticipated rematch, and there are seats for everybody tonight for this game, the rematch Unitigo and Sydney for the MAC Championship 10th anniversary boys finals. And it'll be coming up very shortly, a little bit of a musical interlude, as they used to say, of the Lawrence Welk Show. And we'll be back with the pregame, the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show momentarily. Stick around. It is live and 10th anniversary MAC Championship action live on WCDL.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.